Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, KRFP Radio Free Moscow, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
Please, babe. 6 and 8 months. Let people just walk it past us.
No food, no water, no nothing. Whatever we had, we've been taking it. That's the only way we can survive.
We got the food right here. Let me tell you, right here.
People are dying. They don't have homes. They don't have jobs. The city of New Orleans will never be the same.
Now get off your asses and let's do something. And let's fix the biggest goddamn crisis in the history of this country.
Does it gotta come down to this in order to see things for what they are and for what it is? We still might not be free up in this piece or treated very equally as far as I can see. Now if you saw what I saw and see what I see on that TV, it led me to write this song after talking to my father. But the anger in this song seemed to write his damn self. Hell no, we ain't all right.
What is your boy, son of a bushman? Nerdin'.
It's simple, it's racial.
Now all these press conferences, breaking news alert, this just in. While your government looks for a war to win. Blame for the blame game, names where I begin. Walls closing and get some help to my kin. Who cares? While the rest of the Bush nation stands as the drama unfolds as we the people under the stands. 50% of this son of a Bush nation is like hating on Haiti and setting up assassinations. Ask Pat Robertson, quiz him.
Smells like terrorism.
Racism in the news, still one-sided views. Saying white's fine food. Pray for the National Guard who be ready to shoot. Because they be saying us blacks loot.
New Orleans in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no!
We ain't alright. New Orleans in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no!
We ain't alright. New Orleans in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no!
We ain't alright. New Orleans in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no!
Damn. Now them fires, earthquakes, tsunamis, I don't mean to scare. Wasn't this written somewhere? Disgraces, all I be seeing is hurting black faces. Moved out to all them faraway places. Emergency state corpses, alligators, and snakes. Big difference between this haze and them diamonds and the VMAs. You better look what's really important all under the sun. Especially if you over 21. This ain't no TV show, ain't no video.
This is really real.
Beyond them same old, keep it real. Folks from the TV stars driving big rim cars. Streets be flooding beat. No matter where you at, no gas. Driving is a luxury, urgency. Don't y'all know? They said there's a state of emergency. So somebody's government is far from reality. Somebody's government is far from reality.
New Orleans in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no.
We ain't alright. New Orleans in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no.
We ain't alright. New Orleans in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no.
We ain't alright. New Orleans in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no.
And they don't have a clue what's going on down there. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. This is a national disaster.
Any way you look at it, it's a tragedy.
It's awful down here, man. God is looking down on all this. And if they are not doing everything in their power to save people, they are going to pay the price.
Now I see we be the new faces of refugees who ain't even overseas but stuck here on our knees. Forget the plasma TV, ain't no electricity. New world's upside down and out of order. Shelter food, what's up, yo?
What's up? Where's the water?
No answers from disaster, the masses be hurting. So who the fuck they call Halliburton? Son of a Bush, how you gonna just trust that cat to fix shit when all that help is stuck in Iraq? Making war plans, taking more stands in Afghanistan. 2,000 soldiers, they're dying in the sand. But that's over there, right? What's over here?
There's
a noise so loud, some of y'all can't hear. But on TV, I know that I can see.
Yeah,
bunches of people looking just like me.
Yo, wait, yo, what?
New Orleans in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no!
We ain't alright.
Mississippi in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no!
We ain't alright.
Alabama in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no!
We ain't alright.
USA in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no!
We ain't alright. We definitely ain't alright.
y'all voted for that cat. That's right, well, God give it, sometime your country taketh away. I'ma see y'all at the Millions More March. 10th year anniversary of the Million Man March. That's right, the minister gonna drop it. That's right, Farrakhan. Yeah. And many of our people and organizations are all getting together now in Washington, D.C. October 16th, y'all. Now, we got all those issues to talk about. We got more issues to talk about now, y'all.
Yeah.
Better yet, ideas to listen to and spread.
Yeah.
One Love, coming from Public Enemy. Number one, y'all.
Yeah.
Public Enemy 2005. Public Enemy 2006.
Yeah.
Public Enemy 2007.
Let me tell y'all something. All of our hearts is out there with y'all, you know what I'm saying? And we sending trucks, we sending boats, boxes of cans of soup and everything, clothes and all of that, shoes. We donating everything to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry, y'all ain't by yourself. You need to know that.
Imagine you're at an outdoor concert. It's nighttime, the music's jamming, you're trying out some new moves, lost in the pulsating beat, when the roar of a helicopter invades your consciousness. Suddenly, you're aware that you've been caught in their bright search beams like an exposed deer. Camouflaged men with assault rifles swarm into the area. The music stops and general pandemonium ensues. The kid you met in the parking lot just got hit with a rifle butt. Stormtroopers are shouting orders. A girl's on the ground getting kicked in the gut. This actually happened about an hour from Salt Lake City, Utah, at a well-promoted rave party that had every permit the city told them they needed. Thousands of young people were in attendance. The pretext for this outrage was that it was a drug bust. Those in attendance say it was a totally uncalled for display of random excessive force.
I have no idea. I think they're serious, they got guns, man.
I am sickened and outraged by these recent surges into fascism. An American tortured in Saudi Arabia for suspected crimes in Virginia. An attorney general who thinks the Geneva Conventions are quaint. The uninvestigated shooting death of a 20-year-old Arab American in California. There's a limit to how much Americans can be pushed, however. Fascism is a losing proposition in this country. It's time to show it the door. I'm Jody Paulson, and I just thought you should know.
You know, if democracy means anything, it must mean the holding to account of political leaders for mistakes. Let's be charitable and call them mistakes as big as this one. Everything George Bush, Norm Coleman, and the American and British political class told us about Iraq turned out to be a lie. And everything the anti-war movement told us turned out to be right. They told us that Iraq had links with Al-Qaeda. It turned out to be a lie, but it's certainly true today. Every Al-Qaeda supporter in the world is descending like spores on the open wounds we've created in Iraq, and just like in Afghanistan, later to travel around the world and practice what they've learned in Iraq. They told us that hundreds of thousands of foreign soldiers invading and occupying an Arab Muslim country would reduce Islamist fundamentalism. Well, I said at the time, you know, if you believe that, you really need medical help. Is there anybody outside of the Oval Office on number 10 Downing Street who believes now that Islamist extremism is less as a result of what we've done? They told us Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. I'm not even going to waste your time by developing that point. Because the worst lie that they told is the one I want to focus on. They told us that the Iraqi people would welcome these foreign invaders with flowers and with rice. But instead, the Iraqi people have welcomed the foreign invaders with something much hotter and much more sharp. And that's where Cindy Sheehan and the other military families in the United States and in Britain come in. Because you see, it's their sons who are paying the blood price for that lie. And it wasn't that they weren't warned. The anti-war movement warned them repeatedly that if you invade Iraq, you will be opening the gates of hell. The Iraqi people will fight you with their teeth if necessary to repel your invasion. And to think otherwise is to be guilty of a racist fantasy. That alone of all the people on the earth, the Iraqis would welcome foreign armies to invade their country, occupy it, and begin to loot and steal their things. What kind of people would welcome such a thing? Is there a people on the earth who would welcome such a thing? If, God forbid, somebody landed in my country, some foreign army invaded my country, occupied it, installed a puppet government there, and proceeded to steal its things, every self-respecting person in Britain would fight that occupation to the very best of their ability. And that's exactly what's happening in Iraq. Exactly what's happening in Iraq. And that's why we have to be clear about this question. I'm coming to an end now with an appeal to you for clarity on this question. It's what I said right at the beginning of this speech. It's not our duty to design the Iraqi resistance or to design whatever political settlement will emerge when the foreign occupiers leave as they will have to leave. We have only one choice to make as citizens of the United States and of Great Britain. It's one that George Bush coined for us when he said, "You're either with us or against us." Well, you're either with your country going around the world, invading other people's countries, occupying them and stealing their things, or you're against it. And if you're against it, you must be there on the 24th of September in Washington, D.C., to tell the world that you are against it. Thank you very much indeed.
We have been abandoned by our own country. Hurricane Katrina will go down in history as one of the worst storms ever to hit an American coast, but the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina will go down as one of the worst abandonments of Americans on American soil ever in U.S. history.
And every day she called him and said, "Are you coming, son? Is somebody coming?" And she said, "Yeah, Mama, somebody's coming to get you. Somebody's coming to get you on Tuesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Wednesday. Somebody's coming to get you on Thursday. Somebody's coming to get you on Friday." And she drowned it Friday night. She drowned it Friday night.
And I'm sitting here, and I'm looking out the window. I see the troops on the street.
38 in my hand. Come inside in hell is where I send you. Let me explain something to this motherfucking president. You look at Sonny Crack like he's completely irrelevant. Really? I really don't think so. I promise you and your peoples is gonna die slow. Peoples waking up, damn. Hey, wasn't really, really part of the plan. And I'm fully strapped, you gon' kill me. Make me famous, you dumbass crackers. If people feel me, I'm better off in a box. Your daughters are whores. If there's nothing to live for, find something to die for. Oh, and I can really give a fuck. Hey, look over there, you inbred bitch. You better duck. Barbara Bush got jokes, she's an old white bitch. Here comes a slug, I throw it like a pitch. Freedom of speech, ain't that some shit? Quality's still here, but only for the rich. And I'm sitting here, and I'm looking out the window. I see the troops on the streets, yeah. And I'm chiefing on some endo. Whoa, yeah. And I'm sitting here, and I'm looking out the window. I got my 38 in my hand. Come inside and hell is where I send you. There's a knock at the door, a black van out front. FBI got questions, like, is this a stunt? No. Thinking I move on, I said no. Thinking I move on, get the fuck off my property. Thinking I move on, my authority is God. Now get fucking gone, oh. You ain't gonna leave? I'll be right back. Wait here, little homie, I'll be right back. I told you to leave, not once, not twice, but three times. You don't have to respect my property, respect my rhymes, but respect is lead. Fucking traitor, look at your kids, Mr. Man. Now call me a hater. I care about you, your kids, this world, my country. I care about niggas, spicks, chanks, hikes, and honkies. I ain't a boot licking bitch coward like you. If somebody gotta die, I'd rather it be you. And I'm sitting here, and I'm looking out the window. I see the troops on the streets, yeah. And I'm chiefing on some endo. Whoa, yeah. And I'm sitting here, and I'm looking out the window. I got my 38 in my hand. Come inside and hell is where I send you. And I'm sitting here, and I'm looking out the window. I see the troops on the streets, yeah. And I'm jumping on the window. Yeah, and I'm sitting here, and I'm looking out the window. I got my 38 in my hand. Come inside and hell is where I send you.
School me, give me lesson. To be or not to be down, that's the real question. Tired of
the real question. From killing wild animals for ivory and furs, to animal rights and hunting freedoms deferred. From owning our land, the African dream, to having it stolen, then paying rent to the queen. From dancing in sunshine, stress-free and bold, to corporate pressure and freezing in the cold. From sailing and fishing on the Zambezi shores, to tour buses, cruise ships so you can get yours. From being self-sufficient, supporting local trade, to choked by multinationals and locals' fade. From mining metals, selling them to you as bars, to buying them back as furniture and cars. From complex surgery and natural medication, to Western doctors and harmful vaccinations. From nurturing our children so culture is bred, to leaving them home, raising your kids instead.
No idea what my people go through,
denied their birthright to give land to you.
No idea what my people go through,
stripped of resources to support you.
That's why I'm
tired of you trying to school me, give me lesson. To be or not to be down, that's the real question. Tired of you trying to school me, give me lesson. To be or not to be down, that's the real question. From respecting the dead and royal decrees, to excavate our kings while yours rest in peace. From praying to ancestors and sacred rituals, to worshiping foreign prophets, giving up spirituals. From living the truth, free from addiction, to suppressing reality, calling it fiction. From men, women, and children honoring marriage, to divorce single mothers, weak sexual habits. From elders giving history and advice, to being replaced by TV and electronic device. From migrating to conditions that pleased us, to national borders, passports, and visas. From unity within tribal gene pools, to classic European style divide and rule. From suppressing our art forms of dance and rhythm, to seeing you get props just plain stealing them.
No idea what my people go through,
cultures compromise to let yours shine through.
No idea what my people go through,
accomplishments ignore to give props to you.
That's why I'm
tired of you trying to school me, give me lesson. To be or not to be down, that's the real question. Tired of you trying to school me, give me lesson. To be or not to be down, that's the real question. The physical war was over, the battlegrounds returned to cemeteries, the rebels assimilated into armies, and after the masses celebrated their independence, they realized they were not free, but dependent. Fabrication and distortion of history deludes the African mentality, making us believe we were uncivilized and did not know God, when the opposite was true. This is part of the war of the mind. We need a revolution of the mind.
Tired of you trying to school me, give me lesson. To be or not to be down, that's the real question. Tired of you trying to school me, give me lesson. To be or not to be down, that's the real question. No idea what my people go through,
lay down their lives to build a world for you.
Yes, so I'm asking all of us to transcend what is coming at us on all sides, and to think carefully and clearly. Because if we are all going to be herded into actions which are more dangerous even than what we are facing now, then we will later regret the fact that we went all along silently and didn't raise our voices as citizens to ask, how can we get at the roots of this problem? And what can we do about it? And all of us can do something, can speak up. That's the most important thing, ask questions. It's the American thing, it's the patriotic thing to do, to question, to ask, to rethink. I want to end by reading work of another artist, a poet, Daniel Berrigan, longtime anti-war activist. Even after the Vietnam War, he continued struggling against war and militarism. And he wrote this poem in memory of a friend of his, a man named Mitchell Snyder, who had worked for the homeless in Washington, D.C., and then at a certain point worked for years and years and years for the homeless and became disconsolate at what the government was unable to do, even while the government was building jet planes and bombers and nuclear submarines and nuclear missiles, and the government didn't have enough money to take care of the problem of the homeless, and he became disconsolate and he killed himself one day. And Dan Bergen wrote this: in loving memory, Mitchell Snyder. Some stood up once and sat down, Some walked a mile and walked away. Some stood up twice, then sat down. I've had it, they said. Some walked 2 miles, then walked away. It's too much, they cried. Some stood and stood and stood. They were taken for fools. They were taken for being taken in. Some walked and walked and walked. They walked the earth, they walked the waters, they walked the air. Why do you stand, they were asked, and why do you walk? Because of the children, they said, and because of the heart, and because of the bread. Because the cause is the heart's beat, and the children born, and the risen bread.
Cut the taxes at the top. Cut the tax. Cut the tax. Cut the. You bet I cut the taxes at the top.
First, let me make it very clear: poor people aren't necessarily killers.
You're working hard to put food on your family.
Just because you happen to be not rich doesn't mean you're willing to kill.
You're working hard to put food on your family.
Learn to be responsible citizens and learn to have the skills necessary to take advantage of our fantastic opportunistic society.
Mendacity.
Mendacity.
We ought to make the pie higher. We ought to make the pie higher. I guess you'd say, I'm a good steward of the land. We got a good common sense policy. Now, I'm going to tell you what I really think is going to happen over time. The birds are supposed to suffer, not the hunter.
Mendacity.
Mendacity.
Nobody can threaten this country. Nobody can threaten this country. Nobody can threaten this country. You know, let me talk about Al-Qaeda just for a second. I made the statement that we're dismantling senior management, and we are. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Abu Zubaydah, Ramzi Al-Sheib, or whatever the guy's name was.
Oh, they may be able to bomb a building.
And we're fully committed to working with both sides to bring the level of terror down to an acceptable level for both.
Deadly technology.
And, you know, it'll take time to restore chaos.
Terror. War on terrorism.
I can't imagine somebody like Osama bin Laden understanding the joy of Hanukkah.
The evil terrorists. We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
Nobody can threaten this country. Nobody can threaten this country.
Mendacity.
Mendacity.
Nobody can threaten this country. Nobody can threaten this country.
But that's okay. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for nonprofit use.